This is the world's most powerful crypto.
This project will save the entire blockchain industry. And it was just adopted by a country in Europe.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks. Use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the BeanPod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the BeanPod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the BeanPod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the BeanPod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be talking about a crypto project which was not only just adopted by a country in Europe, but could be the most powerful crypto on the entire market.
This project, I think, is one of the most slept on layer ones in the entire space. And there's a number of reasons which we'll get to when it comes to the languages you can code in, developer royalties. But the fact that it can save the entire industry from a known threat that we will eventually be seeing, because Vitalik Buterin just came out and released a statement about how Ethereum needs to start looking into ways to ensure that it doesn't go down. So it's proposing a case for a quantum emergency. This literally just came out not long ago. He literally just released this.
Yeah, 100%.
And the timing is really interesting. A country just announced that they're adopting this platform's technology. They're officially now utilizing this platform.
It's huge. I mean, you don't often see a country from Europe officially integrating with a blockchain platform like this. And this announcement just came out, so we're also pretty early to this. The threat we're talking about that this crypto project can save the entire industry from is quantum hacks. Now, this threat is coming, I think, a lot faster than people think. IBM, they've developed a quantum computer that can basically hack anything. 99.9% of all blockchains can be taken down by the computer that IBM has already made, right? Now, these things aren't in, you know, mass production, and you can't just get your hands on one of these. But I think with the advent of AI, quantum computing is going to start developing exponentially, very rapidly. And I think what you're going to see is the potential for quantum hacks go up rapidly. So the time is now for crypto companies and even Web2 companies to start building against this quantum layer, to start building this quantum security, which is exactly what Vitalik Buterin was talking about.
Can you imagine what would happen to the industry if blockchain started to get hacked through these quantum?
Imagine Bitcoin got hacked.
Bro, everything would go to zero.
Like, you know that old guy? Yeah. He's like, Bitcoin, phew, to zero.
It would literally go to zero. And this is why I think, of course, it's in Europe. Europe is always ahead of the West. Fucking, I don't know what the hell the West is ever doing, because Europe was the first to come out with AI regulations. They're introducing crypto regulations. Mm. You know, I look at the West, it's like, what the fuck are these guys doing? Of course, the EU, ahead of the game, as always.
Yep.
But it's because of the harvest now, decrypt later. So what you can do is you can harvest all the data. But then when the quantum computers get to the point in which they can start decrypting, they can then do it.
Yep.
So the trick is, and of course these forward thinkers are thinking about doing it now, protecting themselves now, because this is going to happen.
For sure. So the crypto project we're talking about today is called Quan Platform. The ticker is QANX. We are both personally invested in the project. We own bags of it. And if you've been following the show for a while, you would have known that. You know, we talked about this thing, what, 8 months ago, 8+ months ago. It was kind of going up and down the chart. And look, lo and behold, patience is key in the crypto market. They just announced this big integration with a country in Europe, and the thing is absolutely ripping. But the reason why I think this thing could continue to rip and become one of the most dominant layer ones in crypto is because they're the world's first, and at the moment, I think, only blockchain that is building quantum-resistant technology, and it's EVM compatible. So it's compatible with Ethereum, which is important because Vitalik Buterin is saying, look, we need to do this now. It's also easy for any developer to come on and use the Quantix technology across any blockchain. So mass adoption for this quantum-resistant hack technology could be incoming.
I think Ethereum is going to, because it's EVM compatible, I think, Ethereum is going to transition over to, I think they're going to start adopting this Quantix technology.
Yep.
But then all the other Ethereum projects will do so as well. And I find the timing really interesting because Vitalik comes out, says we need to prepare for a quantum emergency. And then 2 days later, a country announces that they are utilizing the Quant platform to protect against quantum emergencies.
Yep.
Lo and behold, who is in the picture when this was all being announced in Switzerland? It's this guy, Patrick Storchenegger. And he is one of the only three board members of Ethereum. He was also part of the founding council to set up the legal structure for the Ethereum Foundation.
Right.
He's sitting hand in hand with the CTO of Quantix platform.
Interesting.
Why is that all happening in a 1 week span?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Could be an interesting integration for Ethereum coming soon to prevent themselves from quantum hacks.
Can you imagine what would happen to the Quantix token, which is backed by the Qatar ruling family?
Yeah, that's a big one, right? Like, we're talking about, I think it's, what's his name? Sheikh Mansour. Sheikh Mansour bin Khalifa Al Thani, member of the Qatari ruling family. These guys have hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. And the company that he's a part of, the chairman, they've invested into Quant Platform. That is, we're talking big dollars behind this company, right? So you can see the partnerships they're making are huge. The money behind them is significant. The technology and the integrations that are possible with it being EVM compatible, all these new developers that are going to come into the blockchain space over the next few years, they need to build for the future, right? Because when you start building an app, a real app, not these apps that just come and, you know, they're magically built in a day. Real apps and blockchain dApps, they take years of development. You have to look into the future of what the world's security and cybersecurity and privacy and all that kind of stuff is going to be. So developers are going to come in and say, look, if we want this app to be out in the next 2 years, 3 years, we need to start putting in quantum resistant technology now. So that's why Quant Platform's technology is so important, because they're two steps ahead of the game. All these new developers are going to be building for the future, and that future is built using Quant Platform's hack-resistant technology.
Well, luckily it's EVM compatible, so you can't make that transition. But when you talk about the developers, the fact that anybody, this is a layer one, developers can start developing on this protocol right now. And they can do it in any language. They can code in any language.
Yeah, that's really cool.
You know, if it's, I think Solana is like Rust or something like that. And then some of these other ones are like C++. But you have to know that coding language. If you're a developer, why not just develop on the Quant platform where you can do it in any language and receive royalties whenever your coding is used?
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't happen on every other platform.
For sure. Yeah, no, they've got some really exciting things coming along. Obviously, they just had this massive... So the country in Europe that officially adopted Quant platforms has remained anonymous.
Has to.
For national security reasons, because obviously we're talking about national security, a country building a hack-resistant platform. They don't want to tell their adversaries what they're doing.
Yeah.
But what do you think is going to happen now? Is it a domino effect? Because, you know, one European power has said, oh, look, we're using Quant platform to protect us from quantum hacks in the future. Well, all their other adversaries or their allies or anyone around the world is saying, oh, shit, if Europe's doing it, like you said, they're leading the way, how many more countries are going to adopt Quant platform? And, you know, by virtue, the Quantix token is going to see tailwinds from this. So obviously not financial advice, but I think the writing is on the wall that Quant platform's technology is here to stay.
Did you see what the token did when it was announced?
Boom.
Fucking skyrocketed, bro.
Yeah.
Like, imagine what happens. I know now that NATO, the World Economic Forum, they are also preparing for the, if you look at the headlines, they're also preparing for the quantum era, which will, I believe, inevitably cause a snowball effect for adoption. All it takes is a few countries, a few blockchains to start adopting it. And we're already starting to see that crack. And that's when you start to see an acceleration of mass adoption. And then this low market cap of a project with like 100 and something mil.
Yeah, for sure.
All of a sudden sees, you know, 5 billion, 10 billion plus valuations.
Yeah, 100%. And you look at like the catalyst for Quantix going forward. They have this, their new testnet is now getting going. and they've got like all kinds of testnet, airdrop, smart contract building. And if you go into their Telegram, their community, you can see that they're saying that testnet is going to be launching, and then there's going to be multiple quote unquote massive partnerships that are going to be dropping.
Yeah.
In conjunction with the testnet launch.
Well, they don't do anything small, really, I feel like, this project.
Yeah.
And so when mainnet launches, I think public launch was available, but now the mainnet will come out. And that's what, you know, it's another pro to this project. It's a hybrid blockchain, so it has both a private and a public with insane transactions per second.
Yeah.
It's like some of the highest transactions per second in the industry.
For sure. And the Aquanix token actually has a lot of utility. You know, it's not just some government governance token. So developers have to pay a fee, which is in Quanex, to deploy new smart contracts on the platform. It relates to the size of the actual contract or the app that's being developed. So the more people that are building on Quanex, the more demand for the Quanex token. There's going to be developer royalty fees, full node registration fees. It's all, you like to see ecosystems for L1s that are built around the token as opposed to like something that's just governance, because it makes people buy the token to use it, to build on it, and it makes people hold the token because you actually see rewards and stuff.
So all this quantum stuff that we're talking about sounds super complicated. You look at all the decentralized projects out there that are hosting on different cloud services like Amazon, Google, Microsoft, etc. You can actually deploy Quant Platform in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Super quick and easy for anybody to start deploying Quant Platform.
I like how it's, yeah, again, it's super easy. All the different programming languages. It's a fast blockchain. They've got integrations, partnerships, big money behind them. And again, I just feel like not a lot of people are talking about this. You know, like we've been talking about this for the better part of a year now.
Yeah.
The token is now performing well as we kind of predicted it would. I just think it's still a sleeping giant. Like you look at go to the list of CoinMarketCap or CoinGecko and look at all these layer ones that are above it. You guys are doing absolutely nothing.
I know.
It's the same token, same technology to everyone.
Yeah.
Quanex is unique. They're building specifically for the future security. I mean, look, if you don't take the warning seriously, 99.9% of all blockchains can be quantum hacked. Within the next decade, this technology is going to be here.
Yeah.
So if projects don't start protecting themselves now with Quanex's technology, they're toast.
Yeah.
The writing's on the wall for me. I'm a Quanex holder. I think you can just see all the things they're doing. Countries are going to be adopting it. They got the sheiks behind them.
Yeah.
This is a winner.
We've been pounding the table on this for a while. We said, look, adoption is coming. And sure enough, now we're starting to see it. I think it's only going to, you know, that window of adoption is also going to get smaller and smaller and smaller. From the last time we talked about it, was like, you know, 8 months or something like that.
Yep.
Now it's happening. Now it's probably going to be like in our 2 months before we see another country. And then it's going to be a couple weeks. And then it's just going to be like this flood of adoption.
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's coming.
100%. So yeah, obviously not financial advice. We own the Quanex token. We're long-term bullish on this project. If you have any questions about Quanex or Quant Platform, let us know in the comments.
Make sure to tune into the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.